Morning, everybody.
Good morning.
First reading is from 2 Kings, chapter 2, 19 through 22. Now the people of the city said to Elisha, "The location of this city is good, as my Lord sees, but the water is bad, and the land is unfruitful." He said, "Bring me a new bowl and put salt in it." So they brought it to him. Then he went to the spring of water and threw the salt into it and said, "Thus says the Lord, I have made this water wholesome, and from now on neither death nor miscarriage shall come from it." So the water has been made wholesome to this day according to the word that Elisha spoke. The next reading is from Colossians chapter 4, verses 2 through 6. Devote yourselves to prayer, keeping alert in it with thanksgiving. At the same time, pray for us as well, that God will open to us a door for the word, that we may declare the mystery of Christ, for which I am in prison, so that I may reveal it clearly as I should. Conduct yourselves wisely toward outsiders. Make the most of time. Let your speech always be gracious, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how you ought to answer everyone. And finally, Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 through 16. You are the salt of the earth, but if salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything, but is thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. People do not light a lamp and put it under the bushel basket. Rather, they put it on the lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. This is the word of the Lord.
Heavenly Father, as we bow our heads, we come to you in the name of Jesus with gratitude for the forgiveness we receive today. Thank you for the wonderful opportunity to meet together in the house of worship in your house. Thank you for the family of faith that we belong to. Thank you for all of those who are part of this body. I lift them up before you. I thank you for them. And I ask for your spirit to work in their lives and in their hearts. And now as we've read your word and await the message, I pray that your spirit will also open our hearts and our minds to receive your message and to be changed by it today. We ask that in the name of Jesus. Amen. So how's everybody doing? Everybody okay?
Yeah.
Had a good week? So I need two volunteers that are swift of foot. Maybe one from the choir and one from the congregation. If you could just go around and give everybody one, please. Anybody? Thank you. Make sure everybody gets one, even the young people up there on the balcony. So as you can see, today's message is sponsored by McDonald's. Actually, they didn't sponsor it. We bought the salt packets from them at the cost of 54 cents. And you should be thankful to Madeline, the church administrator, because she picked up the bill. No, 54 cents for all of that. All right, so as John goes up, as long as everybody has a packet, that's good. So it really seems like a long time ago that we discovered the coronavirus. Remember how we had to isolate and shelter in place? Never heard those words before, shelter in place. And that kind of isolation brought about by disease and illness can cause many people to feel lonely and anxious and depressed. And maybe those were some of the things that you experienced at the height of the pandemic. Initially, during the pandemic, all societal activities stopped. I need one. I forgot to take one. Thank you. Yes, put it here. Thanks a lot, Kamei. So all societal activities stopped, and we couldn't even gather together for worship, if you remember. And most of us craved a vaccination from this disease, this virus, so that life could somehow proceed again, so we could work and live and gather again. And thankfully, they were able to create a COVID vaccination in a record time. And today, we're almost back to normal. So when was the last time you were vaccinated for the virus or for the flu or tetanus or shingles? You know, we often vaccinate children to preserve their young bodies and ward off rubella, measles, polio, other bodily diseases. And so really the headline for today's message is this. Jesus promises to vaccinate you from death and to preserve you both now and for eternity. Now, as I mentioned last week, my goal for this Lenten season is to involve a few different senses during the sermons to try and make it a little more experiential by using some objects that are common in our daily lives today, to highlight some ancient, visible, and biblical objects in the hope that they will enable you to better appreciate your history as the people of God and your daily need for Jesus Christ. And last week we talked about ashes, and we put some ashes on your hand and we washed them off because it's a reminder that life is fragile, that life is temporary, and that Lent is a call for us to repent and to seek forgiveness. Today our focus is on another element, salt. And that's why you received a packet of salt, courtesy of McDonald's. The Bible refers to salt as both a sweetening and a preserving agent. In the Old Testament, people often salted the animal sacrifices before they offered them to God. In our gospel reading for today, Jesus calls you the salt of the earth. He says your life tastes like a different drink of water than others. There's something unique about you because of your faith. There's something joyful and wholesome in the way you speak and live and act. And so the Apostle Paul says, let your speech always be gracious, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how you ought to answer everyone. He says, be prayerful, be thankful, live wisely, make the most of every opportunity, and be kind and be pleasant when you talk. That's what it means to be the salt of the earth. What's interesting is that when they baptized people in the early church, part of the ritual was that the person would taste a tiny bit of salt. Because salt was a visible and sensible way of reminding those who came to faith and were baptized that their lives are now different and distinct from the world. So they tasted a little bit of salt. And that's what we are going to do right now. What I ask you to do, if you're willing to participate, is to take your pack of salt and to go to someone else and give them your packet of salt and say to them, you are the salt of the earth. And so make sure that everybody gives someone else a packet of salt. And then you tell them, you are the salt of the earth. So when you say to someone, you are the salt of the earth, it's kind of like a compliment, right? You are the salt of the earth. But it's also a reminder. You, remember, are the salt of the earth. I don't know when you've last done this besides putting on your food, but let's take a little bit of that salt. And let's just taste it. Did it taste like salt? Thank you for doing that. So salt, according to Scripture, seasons and it sweetens. But it also preserves and it keeps. And salt was such a precious commodity in the lives of ancient people that they kept it everywhere in their homes. In fact, the root of the word salary comes from the Latin word salarium. And soldiers may actually have been paid with salt so that they could preserve meat and food to help their families before modern refrigeration was invented. After the prophet Elijah, like we read in the Old Testament, succeeded Elijah, the people told him that the water in Jericho was so bad and undrinkable that something had to be done. It may have tasted, you know, something like well water, which contains lots of iron and minerals. And so Elijah said, bring me a bowl and put some salt in it. And then he went out to the spring and he threw the salt in it, sweetening and refreshing all the water for the people to continue to use and drink. So God healed that dreadful water with salt. Maybe that enhances and gives deeper meaning, right, to what Jesus says in his Sermon on the Mount, when he says, you are the salt of the earth, the salt for everyone on earth. But if salt no longer tastes like salt, how can it make food salty? If it's no longer salt, then it's basically worthless. And so with all of what I just shared with you about salt and as a background and you having just tasted salt, let me ask you, what kind of pain are you enduring or suffering now? Is there anything sour or troubling or unfruitful in your life? Maybe your personal health is compromised. Maybe you have a few bitter or strained relationships with some people. Or your employment situation is just very, very stressful. The message for today is that in the midst of all your sour and bitter experiences in life, Jesus comes to sweeten, to enliven, and refresh you through his healing word. I want to remind you today that you are God's own dear child. You are baptized and washed, and you are salted in Christ. This Lenten walk that we're on reminds us that Jesus died on a cross to vaccinate and protect us completely from sin and eternal death. You know, God is not some distant force in the sky. He's personal. He's close. And he is with you, and he promises you to deliver you from all of your troubles. He can heal those things that are most broken in your life. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted, and he saves those whose spirits have been crushed. And so listen closely. Jesus comes to preserve you and keep you. Just like the people of God in the Bible often use salt to preserve meat and other food so that it would last much longer. Like some people are still doing today, by the way. The same kind of preservation and keeping also happened when God saved you. When Jesus died as the sacrifice on the cross to vaccinate and save you from a diseased life. As your great high priest, he was salted and offered up for you. And now, because you are baptized in him, and because of your faith in him, death holds no power over you. Your life is preserved under the shelter of his wings. Lent is a reminder, as we heard last week, that life, this life right here, will end, right? We get sick, or there's an accident and we die. But your hope is not in this life. God raised Jesus from the dead on Easter, and your weak and mortal body will be raised as a pure and eternal and spiritual body. And so that means you are really living a life that is truly preserved forever. This present or temporal death is not eternal death. And that is news that sweetens life with renewed joy and purpose for us. Listen, I've done countless and countless of funerals. I did one yesterday. And the sad thing is that that many people still live a hopeless life. There's zero comfort for them when someone dies. Zero. And therefore, Jesus warns us about losing our saltiness. And so what we need to remember is that salt, spiritual salt, is not naturally within us. God gives salt to us, just like Elijah placed the salt in the water to sweeten the spring for drinking. And because God does this, when a believer dies, he or she is promised to be with the Lord forever. And that is the source of our hope, the source of our joy in life. And that is why Paul says, let the message about Christ completely fill your lives while you use all your wisdom to teach and instruct each other. With thankful hearts, sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to God. Your saltiness literally makes you hopeful and joyful and appealing to anyone who sees or knows you. And Christ's word is the source of sweetening and seasoning in life. And so here's what I want you to know today. Jesus is with you now. He is sweetening and preserving all your life and those all around you. And he promises you a vaccination from eternal death, and he preserves you now and for eternity. The only way salt is depleted or lost is when we fail to hear God's word or receive his sacraments. And so even though, you know, life is daily torn by sin, and even though we have broken relationships, and even though we have faltering health, the good news is that Jesus promises to preserve us and keep us and to work all things for our good. He will sweeten all things with renewal and with hope and with purpose. By his resurrection from the dead, you are now sweetening salt, wholesome salt, and preserving salt to all of the world. Amen. Let us pray. Lord, we worship and we praise you today for your Son Jesus, the sacrifice given for our sin. Thank you that through him you vaccinate us from eternal death and instead preserve us now and for eternity, just like salt preserves food. I pray that we will indeed believe and recognize this truth about who we are in Christ Jesus. And that we will also remember that Jesus calls us the salt of the earth because there's something different about us. There's something about us and our faith that enables us to sweeten and influence and change those around us and the world, because you are with us through your Spirit. And so we thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen.